Of Shabbos Kodesh Parsha Zbolok, Tovshin Pei Aleph. I would like to take this opportunity to thank one of our amazing alumni from many, many years ago who encouraged me to continue staying schmoozing on the Parsha even through the summer, and he certainly continues to deserve that credit. I was reading this past week about an anecdote about Rav Gedalia Eisenman Zatzal, the great Mashkiach of Yeshivas Kol Torah in Beit Vegan. And he once was found walking around the yeshiva, and it looked like he was looking for something. And the Talmidim asked him, "What are you looking for?" And he said the following: "Ani mechapes mishu shegar kan b'olam haza. I'm looking for somebody who's living here in this world." Now, that's a very interesting thing to look for, because if you're here and you're living and you're in this world, so then you're living in this world. So the Talmidim asked him, "What are you talking about? What does that mean?" So he said, "The mission of us in Perek Dalad Mishnah Chaf Aleph tells us." Somebody who has jealousy, somebody who has desire, somebody who seeks honor, is not living this world. He's taking himself out of this world. And therefore, he's looking for somebody who doesn't possess those challenges, those bad midos, the kinah, taiva, and kavod. Does such a person exist? Because if such a person doesn't exist, then who does exist? And if you look in the Mishnah Avos, in Perek Hey, Mishnah Yutes, you see a very interesting mission. The mission tells us, if somebody has an ayin ra, a ruach gevoa, a nefesh uchava, he's mitamidav shabilam harasha. How do you see this? So what is ayin ra? So Rabbeinu Yonah tells us, ayin ra, k'mo shenemar, like it says in the pasuk in Arab parasha, immediately valak b'malo veso. Bilam gave the impression that, if Balak would give me all of his riches, all of his gold and silver, then I'd be interested in going. Says Rabbi Yonah, Shechamad Mishal Chemrim. He was a jealous type of person. Rashi tells us, Lamadnu Shenafsha Ruchava. His nefesh was wide. He was greedy. Umechamid Mamanachem. He desired and he coveted the property of others. Amar Roy Lo Litin Li, called Kesav Zavshalo. It's fit for him to give me all of his gold and silver. Why? Sharitzar, Lizko Chayolos Rabos. Savik Notzeach, Savik Enu Notzeach. Lamaisa, if he goes out to war with the Jewish people, he'll have to hire and pay for an army. And in that situation, he won't know if he'll be victorious. Vani, vada nutzeach. I will certainly be victorious. You see here that his desire for money, his desire, his kinah, his jealousy of other people's property. That's ayin ra. Vuruach gavah, he was very haughty. A few psukim earlier in Parakhov Bez, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Vayokom Bilam Barboker, Vayomer El Sarai Volak, Luchu Al Artsachem, go back to your land. Kimein Hashem Latziti Lahokimachem. Hashem doesn't let me go with you guys, says Rashi, Lahokimachem. What does it mean not to go with them? Ela Im Sarim Gedomikem. You guys aren't such Choshava officers to Balak. I want to go with bigger people. Lamanu Sheruchu Gavah. His spirit was high. He didn't want to reveal. He was too proud to reveal that the reason why he couldn't go with them was because Hashem did not give him the permission to do so. V'nefesh rechava. Rabbi Yonah says v'nefesh rechava is referring to nefesh kitzara. That what happened? Shenosin etzav Bilam levolak lahakshel es Yisrael. We know that Bilam ordered his advice to Balak is to try to ensnare and try to bring down the Jewish people and entice them for promiscuity. Because that's a Bilam's, that was his trait. Promiscuity is nus. So he decided to bring that Eitzah against the Jewish people. So what do you see from here? That if somebody's a Talmud of Bilam, what does it mean? He's out of this world. He's involved in Kinah. He's involved in Taiva. And he's involved in Kavod. And the Mishnah always tells us that what happens if somebody's a Talmud of Bilam or Rasha? Yorshim Gehenim V'yorin L'ver Shachas. He inherits Gehenim. And he goes down to the abyss. Now, when you go back to the original mission that we quoted, Kinev Ataiva Kovim Mitzian Sadam and Olam, and then you realize that, do people really exist? Do people without Kinev, Taiva, and Kovim really exist? And anybody who has any trace of those three midos is a Talmud of Bilam or Rasha? So obviously, the answer is, it's a very great challenge. But a person has to be aware of where his actions are rooted, why he's doing what he's doing. What are the reasons behind it? A person has to be aware. Am I doing this because of kavod? Am I doing this because of kina? Am I being pushed in a certain direction because of taiva? A person has to be very aware how these three midos work and the fact that they can cloud and can blind a person from making the right decisions. And I saw it quoted from Chaim Shulevitz, from Sichus Musar, the Gemara in Ksubis, and Daf Samech Zayin Mabez. The Gemara tells us a story about Hillel. Hillel is trying to give Parnasa, some tzedakah, to a poor person. And we know that the mitzvah of tzedakah is to give a person not just what he's missing, but what they're used to. And Hillel bought a horse for this person who was recently poor. He used to be a wealthy man, so he deserved a horse. And he was a wealthy man. He used to have a servant. He used to have a slave. So Hillel ran in front of him. Just to be clear, Hillel bought him a horse, and he hired a slave to run in front of him. One time, the slave didn't run in front of him, and Hillel ran 3 mil, which is about 3 kilometers in front of him. Can you imagine? Hillel Hazaki and the great Hillel running in front of this recently poor man in order to make him feel like he's honorable because he used to have a slave? Sounds very strange. And there are a few questions. Number one, this poor man, wasn't he embarrassed to have the great Hillel act as his slave and run in front of the horse? Was he not with it? Was this man didn't understand what was flying? That certainly can't be the case. Because if he wasn't functional, then there's no reason to give him tzedakah. If this person was like a shoyte, which meant that he wasn't functioning and it was a weird thing that he needed to have a slave in front of him, even if it was Hillel, then there would be no mitzvah to do so. So it must be that he was an intelligent person, he was with it. And yet, there was an obligation for Hillel to run in front of him as a slave. Says Reb Chaim Shlomo, what do you see from here? This man's kavod was so intense that it didn't bother him. Not that he didn't realize. It was necessary for Hillel to belittle himself and guide and lead the horse. Even though that sounds absolutely ridiculous. Furthermore, Reb Chaim Shlomo quotes the Rosh in Baba Metzia, that a person who's a Bekavadika person, a Talmud Chacham, doesn't have to pick up an Aveda if it's in Lefi Chodo. So Hillel HaZaken, if it was beneath the covet of Hillel to run in front of this horse, then, and it would be a zilzul of Hillel, he would be potter from doing this mitzvah. Because the Rosh says, if it's a zilzul for his covet, it's aser for Hillel to do so. It says in Chaim Shmuel, that's what you see from here, that it was Pikuach Nefesh. That if Hillel wouldn't act as the slave for this new poor man who used to be wealthy, he wouldn't be able to live with himself. And therefore, even if the man would know that it's Hillel, he'd be okay with it. And Hillel's not potter. Why? Because we're not talking about Hashavas Aveda, that it's Enel Fi Chodo. Certainly Enel Fi Chodo, for an Aveda, Hillel wouldn't return it. But this is Pikuach Nefesh. You see from here very clearly that, again, this is just one example, that the idea of kavod is real. It takes a person out of this world. What does it mean? It blinds him. A person cannot think straight. A person has to know, why am I doing this? Why am I feeling this? Is it the kina inside of me? Is it the taiva in front of me? It's the kavod inside of me. And as we go into the summer, and obviously we have different schedules, we have a lot of things going on, we need to always keep in mind, why are we doing this? Am I being pushed? Am I being influenced by my feelings of kina? Which, of course, just putting kina aside, why be jealous of anybody for anything? It's obviously a din in Hashem. Hashem wants me to have this. Hashem wants him to have it. And Hashem wants me to have what I have. There's no reason for kina, as an aside. Kavod, what does kavod do for us? It's not physical. It's in our imagination. And taiva, just one quick thing about taiva. If a person has 200, a person has 100, he wants 200. If a person wants 200, he wants 400. A person can never satisfy his taivas. Never. You try to seek out one type, it just continues. And these three midos take a person out of this world. And we understand that sometimes we have feelings, that we may have feelings that we are Talmidim of Bilam. But our goal right now, what we need to keep in mind, is that we have to be aware and conscious, and not Chas v'Shalom be Talmidim of Bilam HaRasha, but rather we should be Talmidim of Avram Avinu. As the Mishnah tells us, to have an ayin tova, v'ruach nemucha, and nefesh shefala. We zocha to be talmidim of Avram Avinu, and we zocha be ochlin b'olam hazeh, v'nochlin b'olam haba. Have a great Shabbos.